USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An interest rate hike is expected to be announced by the Fed Reserve in order to help curb inflation. This comes after a 0.25% increase in March. Supply chain issues, stimulus spending, and the war in Ukraine have fueled rising prices. Fewer jobs are on the labor market than analysts predicted. The latest private payrolls report from ADP said 247,000 jobs were added in April. Experts were looking for 390,000. The report comes ahead of the jobs number that'll be released by the federal government on Friday. A new report says the CDC bought cell phone data to track vaccination and lockdown compliance. The CDC paid an outside data broker over $400,000 last year to monitor Americans' visits to churches, schools, and pharmacies. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Ohio primaries are seeing a win for a Republican candidate supported by former President Donald Trump.
J.D. Vance emerged victorious in Ohio's crowded Republican Senate primary Tuesday, beating out a field of contenders to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. He will now be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would. Thank you all so much.
J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. That gave him a 10% advantage at the polls over his closest competitor. As for Trump, his endorsements were perfect. 77-0 across Illinois and Ohio.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The name of the man who allegedly assaulted comedian Dave Chappelle on stage is being released. TMZ reporting the attacker's name is Isaiah Lee. He's being held on $30,000 bail. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Homicides are up sharply since 2020 in multiple U.S. cities. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democratic policies are not supporting law enforcement.
Elected officials sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution have chosen instead to amplify distrust of the men and women who work every day to enforce our laws.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, adding that now is the time for stronger law enforcement.
The historic wave of crime that has swept my hometown is challenging communities all across America.
A former transportation secretary during the 9/11 era has passed away.
Norman Mineta, the first Asian American to become a federal cabinet secretary, has died at the age of 90. Mineta served under both Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. When he served as federal transportation secretary, he ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Records are showing that the teen who died at a Central Florida amusement park in March was more than 200 feet in the air when he slipped out of his seat on a freestyle ride. Investigators found 14-year-old Tyree Sampson was over the ride's weight limit, but the sensor was modified to allow him to ride. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.